Bienvenidos de nuevo a The Broadway a la Gran Vía en Radio Sefarad. Hoy les presentamos el musical Assassins, del genial Stephen Sondheim. Una obra estrenada fuera de Broadway en 1990 y ganadora de 5 premios Tony en 2004, y narra una serie de acontecimientos de la historia de los Estados Unidos con un factor en común: aquellas personas que asesinaron o intentaron asesinar a diferentes presidentes en distintos momentos de la historia de los Estados Unidos. Basado en una idea de Charles Gilbert, este musical cuenta con un libreto de John Whiteman y música y letra, por supuesto, de Stephen Sondheim. Los protagonistas de esta obra son personajes macabros de la historia de Estados Unidos, como John Wilkes Booth, el asesino de Abraham Lincoln, Leon Czolgosz, asesino de William McKinley, o Lee Harvey Oswald, el presunto asesino de John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Haciendo gala de su habitual ingenio, Sondheim mezcla a todos estos individuos en una historia anacrónica, a pesar de que nunca coincidieron en el tiempo. En este programa tendremos la suerte de escuchar una grabación con el casting original de 1991, con las voces de aquellos actores elegidos por el propio Stephen Sondheim para su estreno. Las voces de, por ejemplo, Victor Garber, Terrence Mann, Patrick Cassidy, Debra Monk, Greg German y Annie Golden, bueno, entre otros.
Hey pal, feeling blue, don't know what to do. Hey pal, I mean you, yeah, come here and kill a president. No job, cupboard bare, one room, no one there. Hey pal, don't despair, you wanna shoot a president, come on and shoot a president. Some guys think they can't be winners. First prize often goes to rank beginners.
How much? $450. Ivor Johnson, 32. Rubber handles, Al Stamper.
All that, give me.
Hey kid, failed your test. Dream girl, unimpressed. Show her you're the best. If you can shoot a president, you can get the prize with the big blue eyes, skinny little thighs and those big blue eyes. Everybody's got the right to be happy. Don't stay mad, life's not as bad as it seems. If you keep your goal in sight, you can climb to any height. Everybody's got the right to their dreams.
Deal, mister.
I said deal.
You wait your turn.
It is my turn.
I was here
for
my
watch
turn.
It now. No violence. Hey, fella. Feel like you're a failure, bail upon your tail, your wife run off for good. Hey, fella, feel misunderstood, come here and kill a president.
Okay! Moron!
Oh, what's a wrong boy, boss? I treat you crummy,
trouble with your tummy.
This'll bring you some relief. Here, give us some hail to the chief.
Yeah!
You give me praise!
Anything you want!
I want praise! You give me price!
Only $8, cheap for anything you want. Everybody's got the right to be different. Even though at times they go to extremes. Aim for what you want a lot. Everybody gets a shot. Everybody's got the right to their dreams. Yo, baby, looking for a thrill, the Ferris wheel is that way.
No, baby, this requires skill. Okay, you wanna give it a try. Jeez, lady, give the guy some room. The bumper cars are that way. Please, lady, don't forget that guns can go boom. Hey, gang, look who's here. There's our pioneer. Hey, chief, loud and clear. Everybody's got the right to be happy. Say enough, it's not as tough as it seems. Don't be scared, you won't prevail. Everybody's free to fail. No one can be put in jail for their dreams. Free country
means your dreams can come true.
Be a scholar,
make a dollar.
Free country means they listen to you.
Scream and holler,
grab them by the collar.
Free country
means you don't have to sit.
That's it.
And put up with the shit.
Everybody's got the right to some sunshine.
Everybody.
Not the sun, but maybe one of its beams. Rich man, poor man, black or white. Pick your apple, take a bite. Everybody, just hold tight to your dreams. Everybody's got the right to their dreams.
El musical comienza con la aparición uno a uno de todos estos inadaptados sociales. Se dirigen hacia la figura del que podríamos llamar el propietario del juego. Este les incita a participar en dicho juego, prometiéndoles que todos sus problemas personales se resolverán asesinando al presidente. Uno a uno recogen sus armas. Por último, aparece John Wilkes Booth, al que el propietario presenta como el pionero, mientras distribuye la munición. Entonces se escucha la procesión que precede la aparición de Abraham Lincoln. Booth se despide, se oye un disparo y un grito: Sic semper tyrannis. En la siguiente escena encontramos a un bardo cantando la historia de Booth. El propio asesino está escribiendo su fundamento racional para el crimen, pero el bardo le interrumpe diciéndole que la motivación real son sus problemas personales.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
Sic semper tyrannis! Sic semper tyrannis! Sic semper tyrannis! Sic semper tyrannis!
Someone tell the story, someone sing the song. Every now and then the country goes a little wrong. Every now and then a madman's bound to come along. Doesn't stop the story, story's pretty strong. Doesn't change the song. Johnny Booth was a handsome devil, got up in his rings and fancy silks. Had him a temper but kept it level. Everybody called him Wilkes. Why did you do it, Johnny? Nobody agrees. You who had everything, what made you bring a nation to its knees? Some say it was your voice had gone, some say it was booze. Some say you killed a country, John, because of bad reviews. Johnny lived with a grace and glitter, kinda like the lives he lived on stage. Died in a barn in pain and bitter, 27 years of age. Why did you do it, Johnny? Throw it all away. Why did you do it, boy? Not just destroy the pride and joy of Illinois, but all the USA. Your brother made you jealous, John. You couldn't fill his shoes. Was that the reason? Tell us, John, along with bad reviews.
Damn!
They're coming! They'll be here any minute!
I need your help. I've got to write this. I can't hold the pen.
Johnny, they found us. We gotta get out of here.
Not till I finish this.
Johnny!
No! Have you seen these papers? Do you know what they're calling me? A common cutthroat. A hired assassin. This one says I'm mad!
Oh, we must have been mad to think we could kill a president and get away with it.
We did get away with it. He was a bloody tyrant and we brought him down. And I will not have history think I did it for a bag of gold or in some kind of rabid fit.
Johnny, we have to go.
No! I have to make my case. I need you to take it down.
We don't have time!
Take it down. An indictment of the former president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, who is herein charged with the following high crimes and misdemeanors.
They say your ship was sinking, John.
One, that you did ruthlessly provoke a war between the states, which cost some 600,000 of my countrymen their lives. Two,
you'd started missing cues.
Two, that you did silence your critics in the North by hurling them into prison without benefit of charge or trial. Three.
They say it wasn't Lincoln, John.
Shut up. Three.
You merely had a slew of bad reviews.
I said shut up.
Booth! I have 50 soldiers out here, Booth! Dig yourselves up or we'll set fire to the barn!
Don't shoot! I'm coming out!
No! I have given up my life for one act. Do you understand? Do not let history rob me of its meaning. Pass on the truth. You're the only one who can. Please.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, you had your way.
Tell him, boy.
With blood you drew out of blue and gray.
Tell him, till they listen.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, and damn the day. You out of USA. He said,
hunt me down, smear my name, say I did it for the fame. What I did was kill the man who killed my country. Now the South land will mend, now this bloody war can end, because someone slew the tyrant, just as Brutus slew the tyrant.
He said, damn you, Lincoln, you righteous whore.
Tell him, tell him what he did.
You turn your spite into civil war.
Tell him the truth.
And more.
Tell him, boy, tell him how it happened. How the end doesn't mean that it's over. How surrender is not the end. Tell him. Country is not what it was, where there's blood in the clover. How the nation can never again be the hope that it was. How the bruises may never be healed. How the wounds are forever. How we gave up the field, but we still wouldn't yield. How the Union can never recover from that vulgar, high and mighty nigger lover. Never, 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 never. No, the country is not what it was. Damn my soul, if you must, let my body turn to dust. Let it mingle with the ashes of the country. Let them curse me to hell. Leave it to history to tell. What I did well, and I did it for my country. Let them cry, dirty traitor, they will
understand it later. The country is not what it was.
Johnny Booth was a headstrong fella. Even he believed the things he said. Some called him noble, some said yella. What he was off his head. How could you do it, Johnny? Calling it a cause. You left a legacy of butchery and treason we took eagerly and thought you'd get applause. But traitors just get jeers and boos, not visits to their graves. While Lincoln, who got mixed reviews, because of you, John now gets only raves. Damn you, Johnny, you paved the way for other madmen to make us pay. Lots of madmen have had their say, but only for a day. Listen to the stories, hear it in the songs. Angry men don't write the rules and guns don't right the wrongs. Hurts a while, but soon the country's back where it belongs. And that's the truth, still and all. Damn you, Boo!
La tercera escena nos muestra una reunión de asesinos en un bar. Además de Booth, Leon Czolgosz y John Hinckley, encontramos a Giuseppe Zangara, quien intentó asesinar a Theodore Roosevelt, y a Charles Guiteau, el asesino de James Garfield. Primero aparece Samuel Beck preguntando si Richard Nixon se encuentra por allí, y luego Charles Guiteau habla de sus aspiraciones a convertirse en embajador de Francia en los Estados Unidos. Por su parte, Zangara se queja de sus terribles dolores y Czolgosz muestra su peligrosa inestabilidad emocional. La siguiente escena comienza con un reportaje radiofónico que habla del atentado contra Roosevelt por parte de Zangara. El reportaje también presenta a varias personas asegurando cada cual que fue él quien salvó la vida del presidente. Desde una silla eléctrica, Zangara asegura que no le preocupa haber intentado asesinar a uno de aquellos hombres que controlan el dinero. Aterrorizado por no ser nadie, descubre que ningún fotógrafo ha ido a su ejecución.
Roosevelt, ladies and gentlemen, speaking to a crowd of supporters here in Miami's beautiful Bayfront Park. A group of notables are pressing in around the president-elect's car. There's Mayor Anton Cermak of Chicago. There's been a shot! I can't see. Wait! Mr. Roosevelt is waving. He's all right. But Mayor Cermak has been hit. The police have somebody in custody, an immigrant, Giuseppe Zangara. We take you now to a group of eyewitnesses who will tell us what they saw.
Crowded up close and I see this guy, he's squeezing by, I catch his eye. I say to him, where do you think you're trying to go, boy? Whoa, boy, I say, listen, you runt, you're not pulling that stunt. No gentleman pushes their way to the front. I say, move to the back, which he does with a grunt, which is how I saved Roosevelt.
Then, well, I'm in my seat, I get up to clap, I feel this tap, I turn this sap. He says he can't see, I say, find a lap and go sit on it, which is
then
how I saved.
He started to swear, he climbed on a chair, he was aiming a gun, I was standing right there, so I pushed it as hard as I could in the air, which is how I saved Roosevelt.
Lucky I was there.
That's why he was standing back so far.
That's why when he aimed, he missed the car.
Just lucky I was there. For we have been left bereft of empty hearts.
You think that I scare? No scare. You think that I care?
care. I look at the world, no good, no fair, nowhere. When I am a boy, no school, I work in a ditch, no chance, the smart and the rich, right by, don't give no glance. Ever since then, because of them, I have this sickness in the stomach, which is the way I make my idea to go out and kill Roosevelt. First I was figure, I kill Hoover, I get even for the stomach. Only Hoover up in Washington, it's winter time in Washington, too cold for the stomach in Washington. I go down to Miami, kill Roosevelt. Don't laugh! Nobody. Men with the money, they control everything. Roosevelt over, no making no difference. You think I care who I kill? I don't care who I kill, long as it's killed.
The crowd's breaking up when I hear these shots, and I mean lots.
I thought I'd plot.
I spotted
my
him.
My stomach was tied in knots.
So I barreled.
Hey, well, no, what happened was this. He was blowing a kiss.
She
I was
saying
that Harold, this weather is bliss.
When you think that we might have missed seeing it miss,
lucky we were there.
It was a historical event.
Worth every penny that we spent.
Just lucky we were there.
To think if I let him get up closer.
I saw right away he was insane. Oh, this is my husband, we're from Maine.
He told me to sit, but I said no, sir.
This makes a vacation a real success.
Are you with the press?
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm a mess.
Some left-wing foreigner, that's my guess.
I am left, no left, no right, no anything. Only Americans, ain't gotta have nothing. No luck, no girls, ain't gotta no smart, no school, but ain't gotta no foreign tool. Ain't gotta American, American nothing. And why there no photographers, but ain't gotta no photographers. Only capitalists get photographers, not right, not fair.
La líder anarquista Emma Goldman lee un apasionado discurso. Leon Czolgosz asiste entusiasmado y le declara su amor. Ella le anima a enfocar su pasión en la lucha por la justicia social. En la siguiente escena descubrimos a dos asesinos más, Lynette Squeaky Fromm y Sarah Jane Moore, dos mujeres de ese macabro y espeluznante círculo creado por Charles Manson. Y a continuación, Leon Czolgosz, después de meditar acerca de las mayores injusticias sociales, decide que la solución a todas ellas se encuentra en asesinar al presidente de los Estados Unidos.
It takes a lot of men to make a gun. Hundreds, many men to make a gun. Men in the mines to dig the iron, men in the mills to forge the steel, men at machines to turn the barrel, mold the trigger, shake the wheel. It takes a lot of men to make a gun. One gun.
And all you have to do is move your little finger, move your little finger, and you can change the world. Why should you be blue when you've your little finger? Prove how just a little finger can change the world.
What a wonder is a gun. What a versatile invention. First of all, when you've a gun, everybody pays attention. When you think what must be done, think of all that it can do. Remove a scoundrel, unite a party, preserve the union, promote the sales of my book, ensure my future, my niche in history. then the world will see that I am not a man to overlook. Ha-ha! And all you have to do is squeeze your little finger, ease your little finger back. You can change the world, whatever else is true. You trust your little finger, just a single little finger can change the world.
I got this really great gun. Shit, where is it? No, it's really great. Wait, shit, where is it? Anyway, it's just a 38, but it's a gun. You can make a statement wrong with a gun, even if you fail. It tells them who you are, where you stand. This one was on sale. It, no, not the shoe. Well, actually, the shoe was too. No, that's not it. Shit, I had it here. Got it. Yeah, there it is.
And all you have to do is crook your little finger, hook your little finger around.
Shit, I shot it!
You can change the world. Follow through and look, your little finger can
slow them down
to a crawl, show them all, big and small. It took a little finger no time to change the
many men before it's done. Hundreds long before you shoot the gun. Men in the mines and in the steel mills, minute machines who died for what? Something to buy? A watch, a shoe, a gun, a thing to make the bosses richer. But a gun claims many men before it's done. Just one.
Joel Gosh, working man, born in the middle of Michigan, woke with a thought and away he ran to the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, in Buffalo. Saw all of a sudden how things were run, said times awaits and it's 19-1. Some men have everything and some have none, so rise and shine. In the USA you can work your way to the head of the line.
Sing the line, ladies and gentlemen. Line forms here to meet the President of the United States. Sing the line to shake hands with President William McKinley.
Joel Gosh, quiet man, worked out a quiet and simple plan. Strolled of a morning all spick and span to the Temple of Music by the Tower of Light at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. In Buffalo. Saw Bill McKinley there in the sun. Heard Bill McKinley say, folks have fun. Some men have everything and some have none, but that's just fine. In the USA, you can work your way to the head of the line.
Big Bill
gave him a thrill.
Big Bill
sold him a bill.
Big Bill,
who'd want to kill a man of goodwill like
Big Bill?
Doesn't the president look marvelous, so round and prosperous?
Do you know what his favorite dish is? It was in the paper. Beef!
I'm told in his spare time he enjoys collecting coins.
Joel Gosh, angry man, said, I will do what a poor man can. Yes, said, there's nowhere more fitting than in the Temple of Music by the Tower of Light, between the Fountain of Abundance and the Court of Lilies at the Great Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. In Buffalo. Wrapped
him a handkerchief round his gun. Said nothing wrong about what I done. Some men have everything and some have none. That's my design. The idea wasn't mine alone, but mine. And that's the sign. In the USA, you can have your say. You can set your goals and seize the day. You're given the freedom to work your way to the head of the line. To the head of the line.
Bueno, la semana que viene terminaremos de escuchar el segundo acto de este original musical. Por supuesto, de Stephen Sondheim, no se lo pueden perder. Aquí les esperamos.